You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
The grace of our Lord has been abundant. So I'm kind of a young guy. I was ordained at 26, entered the seminary at 18. And that whole process of going to seminary, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. Very clearly. People were generally supportive of me. They were generally encouraging of this decision to go pursue, be a priest. But there was always questions that always came up. There was always a little bit of hesitancy behind it, right? Don't you want to go have a normal college experience? Don't you want a career first? Don't you want family and children? And of course, the answer to all those were yes. But luckily, I was a little stubborn and had quite an independent streak in me, and I didn't listen, and I ended up in the seminary. And what a great experience it was. I mean, there's just the external things of it. I got to travel around the U.S. visiting friends from all over the country. I got to study in Rome. I got to live in Guatemala for 2 months. Then there's the deeper things of these deep friendships that I began to develop, people that I knew I could really trust and support. And then even as a priest, just being able to love in such a deep way I didn't even know was possible. I didn't even conceive of it before I even entered seminary. And this transformation the Lord has done in my life through this. And so what's the point? Well, it's not about me. I know, kind of ironic since I just told a story about me. But it's not about what's mine or what I have to lose or what I have to gain, right? The superabundance of the Lord's grace. This is the story. This is the transforming aspect of his life within us. And when we focus on what's mine and what I have to lose and what I have to gain, then we lose track and we lose everything. So this parable that Jesus tells us of the prodigal son, we've heard it a lot, and even just listening to it again, how much we could just grasp onto. But here, let's look at the other people's words in this. Right, the younger son comes to his father and says, give me the share of the estate that should come to me. Right, he says to his father, give me what's mine, give me what belongs to me. And so his father divides it up, right? Each brother getting their share. He takes what is mine, and he goes off to a distant country. And by taking what is mine, he loses everything. He loses all that he has. And he even just seems to think that he's even lost his father. What about the other son? The other son, right, furious that his younger brother comes back and his dad throws him a party. He says, you've never even given me even a young goat to eat with my friends. I'm not getting what's mine right now. And he refuses to come into the party. He refuses to see what joy the father has in that moment for both of his sons. And so this is what the father says in reply then. Everything I have is yours. Everything I have is yours. This abundance of the Father's house, which is all pure gift to his sons, right? All pure gift to us. It's not something we've earned. It's not something we've deserved, but it's pure gift. It doesn't belong to us. And so the Father's house is filled with joy, with this party, with this celebration. This fullness of joy that he desires to share with us. And not worried about whether that's mine or his or yours, but gift, a gift of the Father that we get to share, embrace, engage with all together. This happens not just in property, right? And wanting to make sure I have my money and things like that, but even in spiritual matters. Right, in works that we do, or in graces that the Lord provides for us, Sometimes we get this territorialness even within our own soul of the Lord's given me this grace and I'm going to grasp onto it because this is my special grace the Lord has given me. And it's a beautiful gift that the Lord's given us. But we have to allow him to take it away as well. Those spiritual consolations, those times in prayer where we experience joy, we have to be able to let those go as well. Have to be able to allow the Lord to take it away. It's like we get filled from the fountain of his divine grace, this little cup, we fill that up, and we think, I have to ration this out so that I can stay full. I can quench my thirst whenever I need it. Or like a rock that has a kind of an indentation and water sits in there, this water of divine life, this water of divine grace. And so we want to conserve that. But as it sits there, it becomes stagnant, begins to grow algae or things, right? Mosquitoes begin to breed. Instead, we need to be as if this rock underneath a waterfall. This is the analogy, that we're a rock underneath the waterfall of divine grace. There's no grasping on to the water because it's just going to keep coming, right? There's no need to say, I need to keep this. I need to hold on to this because the Lord will continue to flow. His life, his love will continue to flow over us. And as that rock is then shaped by the water, molded, smoothed, so too our souls then, if we allow ourselves to be underneath that fountain, that waterfall of divine love, to be shaped and transformed by his grace, by his life. This is the life that we have, that as the water comes and pours upon us, we hold on to nothing and just drink in that divine life, drink in that grace. And so we don't come to God thinking, right, I need it my way, right? I want you to do things my way. And we don't come to the church marking out our territory, marking out our pews, hopefully not, saying this is the way it's got to be. But we allow the Lord to work in surprising and generous and life-giving ways. And so in this Mass, we say with the younger son, I will rise and go to my father. I will go and see what graces he has, what celebrations, what parties, what joys he desires to give me. Let us repent of those fears to hold on, to maintain control, and allow the Father to just embrace us in his house, embrace us in his love. In this poverty, when we let go of everything, when I keep nothing for myself, when I don't worry about what's mine, when in that poverty we can enter the house of our Father, full of joy, with no expectations, with no demands, but just receiving the gift that he desires in this moment to offer to you. At the end of Mass, at the closing prayer, the prayer after communion, we'll say this: Lord, may the heavenly gifts that we're receiving in the Eucharist, right, body and blood of Christ, may the heavenly gifts take possession of our minds and bodies, right? May they take possession of us. We're not taking them. We're not receiving them. We're not controlling them, right? They're taking possession of us. This is our prayer, that the body and blood of Christ would take control, take possession of me, that we can do his will. Let that be our prayer in this Mass, that the Lord's grace, his gifts, his joy would take control of us. Right? God is waiting to share his abundance with you. Right? The waterfall of his love is being poured out in this Mass. Now he's inviting you to enter his house and enter into this festival of joy.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.